Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. We are coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin, and I am joined here today by Haley Bandy and Katie Salinas of Bellman Homes. Welcome back and to story time. It's been a while.
Yes. It has been a while.
Yes.
We're excited for this one.
Yep, we are.
So this episode, we're going to just reflect a little bit back on the holidays as Christmas is about to happen here. So we're going to tell a few little stories. We're going to talk about our favorite story around Christmas with your family. And then we're also going to talk about the one present that you got as a kid that you just remember or were really excited about. Okay, so that's going to be the topic for the day. So who wants to start? Who wants to tell their favorite story around the holidays?
I have a favorite Christmas story. So my parents have a home in northern Wisconsin, kind of up near Rhinelander, and they have quite a steep hill. And we wanted to make it into a sledding hill. So my dad helped us make it into a sledding hill while my dad's like, we should probably wait until it freezes a little bit more the next night. So while all of us were sleeping, my dad went outside with water and put water on the entire sledding hill and didn't tell my mom because, you know, dangerous. So we get up the next morning and we go down this sledding hill and all the neighbor kids are over and it is like a luge. It's a luge. So all the kids had black and blue forearms. One had a black eye. My dad bruised his tailbone. And my mom's like, I don't understand how this ever got, like, how did this turn into a luge? And I think my dad finally told my mom when I was like 18. She was like, you could have hurt the neighbor kids. We could have had a lawsuit. So that was probably one of my favorite
Simpler
Christmas
times
memories.
Back yes. then.
Yeah, that was back when things were, you could get away with more stuff, right?
Yeah,
that was when the world was cool.
That's when the world was cool.
And it was something so wild and hilarious, but it was one of my fondest memories because my dad was going down the hill. I mean, it was so fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
How about you, Katie? What do you?
Well, mine is not nearly as funny. It's more of like a tradition that we've just taken up over the years. It's so, something so small and silly, but I love it. So it was like 6 years ago, my younger brother, like on Christmas Eve, my mom was like, well, we can each have what you want, you know, what do you want? And he was like, I really want to make waffles and bacon. He's like, I want breakfast for dinner. And ever since then, every Christmas Eve, we get out the waffle maker, we get out our pancake skillet, we get bacon, egg, and we make breakfast for dinner. So that's literally what I look forward to.
Yeah. 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 Sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really pair well with wine, so that, you know, that comes after. But yeah, no, yeah. It's great.
What's yours, David?
All right, so mine's a little story. We're in our house and I think my daughter was probably about like 6 maybe. And so you know, the night before we put out the little treats by the fireplace for Santa. And had some cookies and different things. And the next day we are, you know, in the morning opening presents and things and, you know, ripping up wrapping paper and all that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden our cats, we have 3 cats, and they all start freaking out. And we're like, okay, what's going on? And they're all sitting in a row staring at our fireplace. And we're like, what are you looking at? And they're intently watching this thing. And we're like, what's going on? So we look down and we see this mouse that crawled underneath the fireplace and it was eating the rest of the crumbs and the things from the Santa treat. And all of a sudden, my wife freaks out. This is a mouse in the house. And so then the mouse freaks out and we have like a 2-story family room with a 2-story fireplace. So the mouse starts scaling up the fireplace and is running up the fireplace like straight up. And we're like, okay, what do we do? Well, luckily, we had gotten, like, my daughter had gotten this toy with, like, a net on it. And then she had some, like, these foam balls. We're like, we had to get the mouse out of the house. Yeah. So then we're throwing the balls at the fireplace to try and knock the mouse down. And then we were able, it fell down, and we were able to catch it in the net. And we're like, okay, well, we don't want to, you know, want to kill the mouse, right? We want to, you know. Yeah. So we're like, okay, we go over to our deck, and we open up the patio door. And we put the mouse on the deck, right? And it's just kind of sitting on the deck and hanging out, and it was kind of freaked out. And we're watching it for a second, and we're like, okay, well, we did the right thing, mm-hmm. and we felt good. And then all of a sudden, up on the deck walks a raccoon.
Oh, no. I don't even want to hear the rest of it.
So the raccoon comes up on the deck, and it walks right up to the mouse, and it grabs it, and it eats the mouse.
Shame it gets eaten.
Yeah, so we went through all this effort to save this mouse on Christmas and let it outside, and then it gets eaten by a raccoon.
At least you didn't have a squirrel moment from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
No, it was close, but
it was close.
I have one to piggyback off of that. One more Christmas story. So my dad, my mom, my brother, and I were all sitting up north at the Northern Wisconsin house. And my dad and I are sitting like right next to each other, and something flies across our face. And I quickly turn like towards my dad, and I'm like, did you feel like it was a wind? And my dad's like, yes, I felt it. So we're looking around in the house, and my dad, we have these antique birdhouses from my grandma. So we're looking around in the birdhouses, like trying to see where it went, and we hear a screech. It's a bat. The bat came through the chimney, mm-hmm. And then into our house. So long story short, my dad, it laid like upright in the birdhouse, and my dad took a sheet and like put it over, and it was like flying all over. Everyone was screaming. It's just like those stories are so dramatic, you know? It's yeah. like you try and save it, but it's just
those
so
are the
funny.
Best. Yeah,
that's what the nature, you know, we're not as tough as we think we are,
no.
right?
No, as soon as a mouse that's teeny tiny comes after you, you scream like a little girl.
Well, those are some good holiday stories. Now we're going to shift gears a little bit and talk for a minute just about, as a child, maybe what your favorite present was that you got, or why. What do you most remember, like, opening up on Christmas and enjoying it as a child? Because that's always fun to kind of reflect back on that. And I know you don't have children yet, but someday you guys have children, and that's always kind of a fun time to see what they get really excited about. So, Katie, do you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first. Okay, so I was pretty young, and this is when Toys R Us's were still around, and I went to a Toys R Us.
I miss Toys R Us, by the way.
Yeah. I do too. I loved it. Oh my goodness! And they had these like big stuffed animal dogs. They had a golden retriever section or option, and they had a German Shepherd option. Well, I've always loved German Shepherds my whole life, so I begged my mom, like, please, this is all I want for Christmas. I just want this dog. Have in mind, my parents aren't really dog people, so. I had cats growing up. So Christmas Day comes. I open all the presents. I look under the tree. There's nothing left. And I was heartbroken. Like, heartbroken. And, you know, like, I acted like it didn't faze me. I was like, yeah, these other toys are great. Like, thanks a lot. So then my parents were like, well, you know, why don't you go downstairs and pick a movie and, you know, just kind of brighten up the day. And I was like, okay. So I go downstairs, and in our basement, when you go down the stairs, you can either turn left into like a rec room area or right into the unfinished area, which is where our movies were. So I immediately turned right, picked a movie. Well, as I'm walking back out looking in the rec room area, the dog is sitting on the couch, and my parents are like looking down the stairs waiting for my reaction, and I just started bawling. Oh my goodness.
So
it was my favorite toy ever. Because when you were younger, something that big is like your size.
Yes.
Yep.
And now I have a real German Shepherd.
See how that works?
That's awesome.
He's not as calm as the stuffed animal, but yeah, it's
That's
funny
cool.
how that loops around. So.
That is so cute.
Yeah.
I love that.
Haley, do you have a memory?
Yeah. So I opened up a karaoke machine, and it was like the best thing that I ever received. I loved Erin Andrews growing up, so she was like my favorite reporter, but my brothers also loved WWE Raw, so I'd have my karaoke machine, and my brothers would be at the top of the stairs, and I'd be like, coming in at 100, you know, and they'd walk down the stairs all yeah, so I bet you that annoyed my parents. But then as I got older, I'd annoy my brothers with it. Like, I'd plug it in, like, right next to their door, and I'd be like, come out, come out. I still have the karaoke machine, and when my parents actually moved from their house in Wind Lake, they brought it over to my house, and they were, like, pretty much coming up with all the, or reminding us of all the stories of this karaoke machine. But what, I'm 27 now, and I still think it's hilarious to plug it in and just annoy people with it. So it's the gift that keeps on giving, right?
We should get you a karaoke machine for the office.
That'd be pretty funny. That's awesome.
I'll just bring mine in.
David, what about you?
Yeah. All right, so mine is, I think I was maybe about 6 or 7, and, you know, for whatever reason, my mom decided to buy me lots of, like, little things to open. So it was kind of fun because, like, there was all these little packages and things, and it was, like, Matchbox cars and Star Wars guys and all sorts of, like, and stuff that I wasn't even into. It was just like, oh, here, maybe he'll like this. Mm-hmm. Like, she went to the Toyland at Farm and Fleet and just went crazy, yeah. Right? But then there was this one big box, and I was like, ooh, this is, you know, when you're a kid and you get, like, that big present, yeah. Like, that's, yeah. You get super excited. So I saw this big box wrapped up, and I was like, oh, what's that? And so, you know, that was, like, the last thing I had to open or could open, you know. And so opened this box up, and it was a Star Wars. It was an AT-AT. It was, like, this big four-legged mm-hmm. thing. And, it like, to a little kid, it was, like, huge. It was, like, almost as tall as I was. It was, like, the coolest thing ever because you could put all your guys in mm-hmm. it and play around with it. Yeah. And then my best friend, her name was Angie, and she lived next door. So then she came over the next day, and she was all excited because she got the Barbie dream house. So she got this mm-hmm. huge thing too. So we were both all excited about how we got, like, this huge thing. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, when I went over to her house, we had to play Barbie. And then she went over to my house, we played Star Wars. But,
that's awesome.
But then we tried to compare whose thing was bigger yeah. and, like, all that kind of stuff, which
is
kind of
awesome
funny too. As a kid. But I just remember that was just, like, I really wanted that bad. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know, you get all these little presents. And it was cool because there was so much to open. And then I got that one big thing. Mm-hmm. And
that's cool.
It was just a fun memory. So,
okay, I have one more topic I want to talk about.
Okay.
This has been a discussion lately. So I went over to my boyfriend's house, and we were talking about Saint Nick, and his mom was there and his brother was there, and I was like, yeah, I can't wait for Saint Nick to come. And she was like, yeah, my boyfriend's mom was like, yeah, Saint Nick is the same as Santa, blah blah blah. And I was like, wait, Saint Nick is not the same person as Santa. Like, Santa comes once a year, that's the big thing. So I did a poll on my social media to see what my followers thought. And, like, 46 people said that they were different, and, like, 21 people said that they were the same person. So how did you guys, like, my boyfriend was like, they are literally the same person. And I was like, no, they are not the
growing
same
up,
person.
I was taught that Saint Nick and Santa were two different people.
Yes, right?
What about you, David?
Yeah, I don't know that my parents ever made a mm-hmm. distinction, so I kind of mm-hmm. thought it was the same myself.
Okay. You did?
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm always so shocked.
But it was called different, so yeah. I didn't know. I just assumed it was a bearded guy and a, mm-hmm. you know, the red Santa suit coming down the chimney.
I just always thought it was, like, one of Santa's, like, people coming to visit you, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Because if I got coal mm-hmm. during Saint Nick, and which I did one year, mm-hmm. That meant that I had to change my attitude, otherwise Santa mm-hmm. wasn't coming. So that's why I always thought.
See, I didn't know who Saint Nick was. I didn't know any, like, who, if it was a Santa's helper, if it was, like, a totally different person during Christmas time. All I knew is that they were two different people.
Huh,
and
okay.
So I have people who were super close to me. My childhood friend was like, yeah, they're the same person. And I was like, no, they're not. So to me, it's just super interesting. I love to hear feedback, too, about what people think.
The debate continues, right?
The debate continues. Like poinsettia and poinsettia.
Sedia.
I say poinsettia.
I say poinsetta.
Okay. I believe it's poinsettia.
It is.
It's poinsettia.
Yeah, but most people are lazy and don't
wrong.
Say it that way.
Yeah.
Plus, we all have Wisconsin accents. So
yeah. Well.
All right, and one last thing to close out. Did you guys always do the pictures with Santa as a kid?
Yes.
Yeah.
At the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or at, you know, like Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's,
mm-hmm.
that type of stuff.
Okay,
yeah.
So did you, as a kid, love Santa, or were you scared of Santa?
I loved Santa.
I think from the pictures, I was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But once I got a little older, I always, like, I'd mm-hmm. it'd be September, and I'd be like, when can I go see Santa? So, yeah, does Caitlin? Is Caitlin like?
Yeah, she likes, she was pretty good. She likes seeing Santa and stuff like that. And I think I was cool seeing him too, but it was like, you're always nervous, like, to tell him what you wanted.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, there was like your moment. Like,
yeah,
right?
That's where
don't mess this up.
That's
yeah.
where my anxiety stems from.
Don't mess it up.
Your fear of public speaking started with telling Santa what you wanted.
Yeah, it could be a, childhood trauma.
Wasn't
manifest. Yeah. That's funny. That was fantastic. So, well, on behalf of everybody here at Belbin Homes and to all our listeners out there, we want to take the time to thank you for listening, and we want to wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Well, thank you again for tuning into the Home Building Hero. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was fun, and got to do some of these once in a while. So thank you for tuning into Story Time. And once again, if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. That way you won't miss any future content. Once again, David, Haley, and Katie from Belbin Homes, thanks for tuning into the Home Building Hero, and we'll talk to you very soon.